4, Golf Whiskey Romeo. Have copy on the radio. Over.
ZLK Mobile, I missed the call. Go ahead.
Copy on the radio. Standing by. Over.
T04, and then it blanked out, and then standing by on the radio. Or had a copy on the radio. Brought up the carrier, but there was no audio. I don't know if you have a microphone problem or something, but you're bringing up the carrier. There's nothing there again. N4ZLK. Station, there's still no audio. N4ZLK.
Uniform 2 Tango, good afternoon.
Boy, there was some audio there. I didn't realize I had it turned up so loud. Good to hear you.
Yeah, good to hear you. You must be on your way home from work.
Running back into the building, into the office with the last load. Then I'll punch out and clean up a little bit and head home.
At least it's not too bad. And at least it's not midnight you're getting off.
It's a little bit earlier tonight, but I had some help, too. I have one of my pickups shipped out. Well, they said they'd have 4 trailers today, and they sent me out with an extra delivery stop. I know it doesn't sound like a lot, but it was all the way down in Liberty. It took me about an hour to do that extra above what I normally do. And then 4 extra trailers. They had to help me out. Fortunately, they did, or I'd still be out. I mean, I'd still have a lot to do tonight.
That station trying to get in, you're just not making it, my friend. You've got a bad connection on your microphone or something. You have no audio. You are bringing up the repeater, but you have no audio. Well, Shane, that means you only had to make the trip 3 times instead of 4 times with 4 trailer loads, huh?
One of them, they ain't covered the other 3. So I did take an extra empty over there for them. But it's about a 35-minute turnaround time from my building to that particular business, so it's not that far away. But, you know, you multiply that by 4, that's an extra 2 hours.
Now, where do you work out of? Where's the terminal that you work out of, Shane?
Between Lawrence Road and Malden Road. I'm actually getting off on Malden Road right now.
Is that the one you can see from the interstate out there?
That is UPS Freight, which is now Transforce International, a Canadian company, bottom out. We sold out to them, apparently. And that's up between Greenville and Spartanburg.
Okay, yeah, I remember that one. Also, that's not you guys anymore. Well, what'd they do? Take over your freight work, and y'all are just doing small packages now?
You know, UPS bought out overnight. They wanted to get into the LTL business. And they always kept it separate, even though, you know, one said UPS Freight on it, and the other just says UPS, who I work for. And all of a sudden, last year, they decided to sell the freight division. I'm not sure why.
Well, as long as it works and everything is where it needs to be when it's supposed to be there, that's the idea behind it. And you still got a job, so, hey, I'd call that a win-win situation, you know?
Concerns. Yeah, it's totally different. Didn't even affect me at all. I mean, what they call package division or the small package, whatever. But we still do trailer loads for sure.
You do. Take out and deliver a bunch of small boxes to one company or something that's going that way. All right, well, you take it easy on the rest of the way back in. I know you got to have both hands when you're turning, so you take it easy, and we'll talk to you another time. N4ZLK, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango 73, Shane.
And to you. Good to hear you. Yeah, I'm almost back, so need to change some gears and drop this trailer. Good to hear you. Have a great weekend, Rusty. WU2T N4ZLK.